بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة معراج المؤمنين الصدقة برهان الصيام جند أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, belief in the unseen, belief in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. And usul al-deen are three. When we say usul al-deen, we mean that from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, right up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi, they propagated, preached three things. Every Nabi, every Rasul, without fail. Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Every Nabi did that. Number two, that particular Nabi said he is following his ummah, that he is a Nabi, that he is a Rasul, they must believe in him. So one is Tawheed, and the second one is Risala, and the third one is Akhirah. That if you do good, you will be rewarded in the Akhirah, you will have peace in the world. And if you reject and deny, then you will be punished in this world, and destined for Jahannam in the Akhirah. So three things, Tawheed, Risalat and Akhirah, every Nabi, every Rasul, without fail preached. These three things have reached us via the Sahaba. Sahaba, companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is a Sahabi? Understand. Sahabi is Arabic word meaning companion. Ashab of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, plural of the word Sahabi. A person in the lifetime of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having iman, in the condition of iman, he saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he sat in his company, or was in the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and subsequently died in the condition of iman, he is specified sahabi, companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala, he is a sahabi, he was blind. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out on an expedition, and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who went with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was the muezzin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat Ibn Maktum, a blind sahabi, should give the azan. So if we say the person who saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that definition will not suffice. That's why we included the definition, a person who sat in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The women folk were in Parda in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not like now, walking half naked in the street. They were in Parda, they sat in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they listened to the blessed words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are also included. They are the women sahabiyat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the condition is that they must pass away in the state of iman. So in this age, if a person says, that I have dreamt about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that does not make him a Sahabi. Although we must remember categorically that a person who dreams about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has verily dreamt about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan cannot take the shape of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Man ra'ani faqad ra'ani, whosoever sees me has verily seen me. Shaitan cannot take the shape of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically in your dream. Although Shaitan, it is written in the books of jurisprudence and aqaid, believes that Shaitan can make a claim that you are seeing Allah. A person can say that I saw Allah, and that can be Shaitan. But he will not take the shape of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by experience, it has been recorded that Shaitan does not take the shape of other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. Shaitan can take the shape of pious people in your dream. Sahaba are the blessed link between us and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Blessed link. Sahaba are those who watered the rose garden of Islam with their blood. That is why today we are Muslims. Sahaba, deen reached us via the Sahaba. Islam reached us via the Sahaba. Quran reached us via the Sahaba. Shariat of Islam reached us via the Sahaba. Laws of Hajj, Zakat, fasting, every law in Islam has reached us via the Sahaba. The whole and entire Shariat has reached us via the blessed Sahaba. We should respect them, honor them, love them. Why I am stating this is because in this age, many books are out, literature is floating, many organizations come about, many groups come about. Everybody is claiming he is scholar. Everybody is taking my organization is the correct organization. My institute is the correct institute. My movement is the valid movement. So a criteria to judge right and wrong, haq and batil, who's on the right and who's on the wrong, who is going towards Jannat and who is going towards Jahannam, which is the party of salvation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Kareem that ulaika humul faizun, referring to the Sahaba, that they are the successful ones. Ulaika humul muflihun, they are those who have got achievement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. Who? Sahaba. So if any organization, any person or group speaks one word against the Sahaba, companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we definitely know that they are the wrong. They are batil, they are false. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describing a quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, states that He is Sirajul Munira. That He is like the bright, shining star. Not star, sun. Sirajul Munira. He is like the bright, shining sun. Respected elders, you and I know that especially in winter, when you long for the sun, and then you come out of the shade, and you stand under the sunlight, and the rays of the sun, they touch your body, and they seem to permeate into your body. They seem to penetrate in your body, and you feel that your whole body is being nourished by the sun rays, by that sun beam. And you feel so comfortable and so good and so nice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like that. What it means? That when Sahaba were around him, then he was giving off spiritual light. He was giving out spiritual beams. He was elevating Sahaba, those who had Iman in them. He was elevating them. And they were spiritually boosted. They were spiritually enlightened. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi states in his book Shariat wa Tasawwuf, quoting of Maulana Gogoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that a person who sat
in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for few moments. He was elevated to the highest of highest states. Why? Because of this quality that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generating and giving off spiritual dynamic rays onto the person, filling his heart with nur, filling his heart with the acceptance of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making it easy for that person so that he could accept the kalima and the commandments. The kalima, the commandments attached to the kalima. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, As-sahabi kan nujum, my sahabas are like the stars. Whomsoever you follow, you will be guided. Whomsoever you follow, you will be guided. Those days they should use, the sailors should use the stars as their guiding light, as guiding beacons. They should look at the stars and find out whether they are the right course or wrong. They should look at the stars and they should find out how close we are to our destination. So by the stars they should find out in the stormy waters, in the darkness of the night, in the mid-oceans, where there is no one to guide you, then they should wait for the stars shine, they should look at the stars and be guided. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he preached, that the sahabas were those who accepted Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, Allah ta'ala looked upon mankind, and then he looked upon the hearts of the sahaba and chose them. Sahaba chosen companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that when he recited wahi to them, divine protected revelation to them, then they were spiritually elevated and practiced upon deen. But what is the difference between a sahabi and a nabi? A nabi, a rasul, is masoom, innocent. He does not sin. He is free from sin. Sahabi, he is a saint, a wali of Allah Ta'ala, a friend of Allah Ta'ala, blessed by Allah Ta'ala. His actions are sanctioned by Allah Ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is what we term in Arabic, mahfuz, protected by Allah Ta'ala. But we get in the books of history that sahabi, they sinned. And even Islamic law was enforced upon them. Execution of Islamic law was upon them. How this happens? Understand this. Sahabi is not masoom, not innocent. But to show the practical nature of Islam, they sinned, Islamic law enforced upon them. So a person can say, listen, Quran is there, practical example is Sahaba, even the laws were put on them, they adhere to it. After that, Allah Ta'ala expressed in the Quran al-Kareem that I am happy with the Sahaba, I am happy with your companions, and they are happy with me. And when Allah is happy with someone, what right have we got to say anything against that person? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba inquired of him when he explained the lengthy hadith, there will be 73 groups and 72 will be destined for the fire of Jahannam, and one group will be the group that will attain salvation. Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is that group? Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated categorically, clearly, وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ, that which I am upon and that which my Sahaba are upon. So whatever the Sahaba did, Allah approved it, Allah likes it. Therefore, in this age, irrespective who is the person speaking, irrespective who is selling you the book, irrespective in which gathering that book is being sold, because in these days you will get many gatherings also, many organizations, many seminars, many conferences that outside they are selling books. And there may be even an alim selling that book. There may be even a layman who is looking that he is performing to Sharia selling that book or selling any book. Not every book is authentic. If the writer is criticizing Sahaba, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that whosoever loves me loves the Sahaba, whosoever hates the Sahaba hates me, and whosoever hates me hates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the Sahaba are like the food, are like the salty food. How this food is granted relish by the salt, how the food gets relish by the salt, Sahaba grant relish to the deed of Islam. And if we criticize the Sahaba, if we find fault to the Sahaba, if we lambast them, if we speak ill of them, if we belie them, if we deny them, if we criticize them, then we are going to criticize the Quran. Because who brought the Quran to us? Sahaba. We are going to criticize Islam, the whole of Islam. Who is the link between us and Islam? The Sahaba. Remember one basic, simple principle. That these days people have got a tendency of writing history books on the Sahaba. One is the Quran Kareem. One is the historian who has got historical material in front of him. And one is what he's going to write. If a person writes on any Sahabi using only historical material and produces his book, then he is definitely going to be misled. He is going to be zal and mazlul. He is going to mislead that they are protected, that he is pleased with them. Then you will not say anything against the Sahaba. Then you will discard concocted, fabricated, made up historical material and present to the world the Sahaba in the light of the Quran and not the Sahaba in the light of history. A Sahabi, for example, Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Washi was that Sahabi who was responsible for the martyrdom of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. In the Battle of Uhud, Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala, to gain his freedom from Hinda and Sufyan, he martyred Hazrat Hamza. Subsequently, he accepted Islam after the conquest of Mecca. But he himself says, I was responsible for the martyrdom, for the life of the best person in Islam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyid al-Shuhada, chief of the martyrs. And I'm also responsible for the life of the worst person, that is Musaylimah ibn Qasdam, a person who claimed prophethood in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Washi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the same javelin, with the same spear throwing skills, as he martyred Hazrat Hamza, he put Hazrat Musaylimah ibn Qasdam into Jahannam. So when we talk of Hazrat Washi, we must say radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because that's how his life expired as a Sahabi. So you must respect him, love him, honor him. Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, wife of Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she chewed the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anha. But she accepted Islam. So when she has accepted Islam, now when we talk about her, we say Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah is pleased with her. And chewing of the liver in those days, in the days of ignorance, was classified that if you chew a liver of a person who is courageous and has got valor, if you chew his liver, you will also have that quality. That's why they chew the liver. I'm not justifying her action, but I'm giving you a reason which the medical profession of that age has written. But when we talk of them, we must talk of them with respect, love, honor. So remember, the rule is very simple. Many organizations are going to come up in our new South Africa, propagating and preaching Islam. That organization, those people who criticize Sahabi, who speak ill of the saints, proper saints, who criticize Quran and Ahadith, who speak ill of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep far from them. There, our salvation lies there. May Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding of the wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.